What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I know that I don't have that whole thing, that whole introduction that so many podcasts have, where you have like this full blown, like, I'm a blah, blah, blah coach, or I'm a master at this kind of thing going on. So I guess I'm going to take a hot minute to introduce myself to any new listeners. Hi, I'm Erica Russo. I'm an intuitive life and business mentor. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an author. And this podcast is here for you to trust yourself. This podcast was birthed from the idea of wanting to help people go within, wanting to help people find the tools that are readily available for us to manifest the life of your dreams, to step into who you are meant to be in this life, and to trust your fucking intuition, okay? So thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. If this podcast is helping you, if you like the vibe, if it's making you think a little differently, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it is making you laugh, if it's making you do dances, I don't fucking know. If you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, I think that these tools and these things can really help a lot of people. So I would be eternally grateful for that. And before you go ahead and click submit for your review, take a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you a thank you gift for taking that time out of your life to support this podcast and to support my business. So with that being said, okay, I feel so pulled to talk about this particular thing. And if you know this podcast and if you know me, I do things my own way. I do things quite differently. And when I feel pulled to talk about something, I know that it's something that needs to be spoken about or needs to be addressed. And I just allow myself to let it flow through me. Right now, I'm actually driving to get a pedicure. So what a wonderful way to just allow it to flow and to hopefully get to the person that it needs to hear. Okay. And the thing that's coming up in my head is this. When you begin to dive into spirituality, I know I have a lot of listeners that are just waking up. You guys are little babies and you're waking up and you're letting go of things that aren't serving you, and you're realizing that you have so much more power within your body than you can even comprehend, and you're realizing that there's so much more to life. And I'm so happy that you're here. But I think that everybody, once you go down the rabbit hole when it comes to spirituality, you find yourself grasping onto all the things, grasping onto all the different new age topics, all the different readings. What does this person need to say about this? What does this reader have to say about my past lives and all of my karmic soul connections and all of that bullshit? Okay. It's not bullshit. I just have a dirty mouth. Anyway. So with what I need to say is this, I see a lot of people grasping. And right now, I see a lot of people searching for answers. And I was one of those people. I wanted to know everything. I needed to know everything. I was like, I really needed to know everything. And if there's anything that I can teach you, and I have been on a wild fucking ride myself, okay, it's patience is a virtue. Not every reading is going to give you everything, all of the fucking long list of laundry questions that you're going to bring in, okay? So much of the lessons that you have to learn and so much of the karma that has to be resolved. And so much of your experience is going to come within time. I can honestly tell you that this past year, I've been on the spiritual, I've been on the spiritual path my whole life, but I've really just kind of woken up to it back in 2017, right? And back in 2018, I got an Akashic Records reading. And in this Akashic Records reading, the reader indicated to me that I have a contract with some sort of council, okay? When I saw this, I was like, huh, that's interesting. And the funny thing was it wasn't anything new. It wasn't anything shocking to me. I feel like I've known for a long time that I've had something waiting for me to wake up to it. I always felt like I had some sort of contract or some sort of obligation where I'm meant to do something in this particular life. So when I saw that in the Akashic Records, it wasn't anything new to me. It was almost a confirmation, and that was back in 2018, okay? And when I tell you, I said, oh, that's interesting, okay. And when I found that out, I went back to my life. I just went back to how I was, because I almost knew that when it was time for me to know, when it was time for me to wake up and accept the challenge or step into the next chapter of my life, it would come. It would be there. I am not responsible for it. I cannot control it. And that's just the thing that I'm seeing, is that so many people, we want to know all the things. We want to know more about our soul. We want to know more about who we are meant to become. We want to know all the things. I want to know all the things. But I have come to a place in my journey, just a little farther down the line than you, where I can fucking tell you, I was neurotic at some point trying to figure out my soul and figure out my shit and all of that kind of stuff. And you are not in control of how your timeline is going to occur. Of course, there are things that you can do to speed it up when it comes to that, and when it comes to the timing of when you learn specific information about you or a relationship that you have or anything like that. But when I tell you, you're going to learn, not in large doses. You're not going to get glimpses into who you are meant to be. You are not going to have a full encyclopedia and a step-by-step process of what it is you are actually meant to be doing in this life. You're not going to get the encyclopedia version of every single past life that you've had. You're not going to get it. I'm sorry. You're just not going to get it. You're going to get breadcrumbs along the way. You're going to get information from maybe a dream, and then 3 months later, you might get a reading from somebody, or you might get an intuitive knowing, and things are going to start to pan out, and you are going to watch the magic of you learning who you truly are through all of the chapters of your life. You're not just going to get a wham, bam, thank you, man, and know all of it. Who would want that anyway? Who would want a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and have everything that you have in the Akashic Records given to you? So anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. With that being said, okay, I know I've spoken very briefly about this, but I knew back in 2018 I had some sort of contract. I went about my life. I continued to grow my business. I continued my own spiritual development. I continued to just do my damn fucking thing. In 2022, earlier this year, I had an experience, a very profound spiritual experience, where I was fucking activated. That's the best way that I can say it, is I was activated. Oh my God. I'm still processing it. It was a profound spiritual experience. That's what I can say. And since then, my clairs, my psychic centers have shifted. They've become even stronger. My connection to source has gotten even more crystal clear. And my mission and my knowing of what I'm meant to do in this life is here. There's no question about it. I don't doubt it. I know what I'm meant to be doing. But it took 4 years. It took 4 years of me peeling back the layers of fear and doubt and healing some shit and, you know, learning and growing and understanding and surrendering. It took 4 years since I was actually aware that this was a thing, that I had a contract, to when I was actually activated. A lot of tears, a lot of unlearning, a lot of acceptance, a lot of forgiveness. So much had to happen for me to become the person that was responsible enough and open enough for me to actually be activated, for me to actually take this next level, or whatever we want to call it, to be ready for this next chapter of my life. So with that being said, take it easy on yourself. Give yourself some grace. Patience really is going to be a key tool in your journey. Even if you want it now, like me, I want all the things right now. The only way that you're going to get out of this, and the only way that you're going to have a really beautiful experience while you walk the spiritual path, is if you hold on to patience. And if you surrender. And if you accept that you are an evolving human being. And maybe you're not meant, or maybe you're not ready for the next thing to happen. Maybe there's some shit that you have to figure out before this happens. Maybe there's some other things that has nothing to do with you that have to happen before you get to the next step in your journey. But I promise you, you just continue on. You find joy in the little moments. You breathe. You accept. You let go. You do all the things. And I promise you, your path is going to unfold exactly how it's meant to unfold. And can you speed up the process a little bit? Absolutely. If you take radical responsibility for your healing and all of that, and you learn to surrender just a little bit, you can do anything. You can change. You can speed up the process. But ultimately, it's going to come. The things that you're meant to know and the experiences that you're meant to have are going to happen when spirit wants them to happen. Period. So give yourself some grace. Relax. Chill out. Take a big deep breath. You're exactly where you need to be. You don't have to rush it. You don't need to know all the things. When you understand that you really don't need to know all the things. What you need to know is that you are a co-creator with the universe, and that when you don't know the answer, the universe does, and the universe always has your back. So you have to lean into that rather than get all, oh, I need to know all the things, and you get all anxious and all of that crap. Lean in, trust it. Enjoy the ride. All right, that's my spiel. I'm going to go get my pedicure. Have a wonderful day, guys, and I will see you around the internet.